GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, June 8, 2026. Compiled Monday, June 8, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Let freedom ring worldwide. Rolling blackouts in progress across the globe.
Martial law to protect citizens during mass arrests of S, and worshipping global elites.
Global currency reset equals freedom from cabal debt. Be prepared with food, cash and medicine. The emergency broadcast system, EBS, was soon to deliver unfiltered truth directly to the people during a worldwide 10-day communication blackout period where the internet and phone service would be down, banks closed, ATMs, credit and debit cards won't work. Judy Note, the Illuminati, Chinese Communist Party, CIA, Obama, the Clintons and Israel have been working together to implement AI control of the world's population for their new world agenda. Sunday, June 7, 2026, 64 million bacteria-infected mosquitoes are set to be released into the wild pending EPA approval. This could result in irreversible ecosystem disruptions, quantum technology on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, cancer was cured in 1934. The man who did it was destroyed. His name was Royal Raymond Rife. He built the most powerful optical microscope in history and became the first human being to see a living virus. Not a dead, stained sample. A living organism, in real time, at 60,000x magnification, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, they knew about frequency healing in 1928. They buried IT for 98 years. Georges Lakovsky was a Russian-French engineer who built a device called the multiwave oscillator in 1928. His theory was simple: every cell in the human body is a miniature oscillating circuit. When cells vibrate at their natural frequency, they are healthy. When that frequency is disrupted by toxins, radiation, or disease, the cell deteriorates, SGNN on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, they deleted 5,000 years of human history and replaced IT with a lie. The timeline you were taught in school is a fabrication. It was constructed in the 16th and 17th centuries by a small group of Jesuit scholars who rewrote the historical record to serve the interests of the Vatican and the emerging European empires. Entire civilizations were erased. Technologies that existed thousands of years ago were attributed to primitive cultures who supposedly could not read or write. Advanced cities were reclassified as mythological. Maps showing accurate coastlines of Antarctica, drawn 300 years before it was officially discovered, were dismissed as errors. SGNN on Telegram. Saturday, June 6, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, Worldwide Alert, Standby for Sovereignty, Freedom, Global Currency Reset and New Age of Abundance, Before It's News, Before It's News.com. Friday, June 5, 2026, 10 Days of Darkness launch with simultaneous activation of 8,300 med-bed centers worldwide. The largest mass healing event in history begins as restoration frequencies sweep the planet. Cabal Empire of Disease crumbles, their hidden tech seized for the people, ending Big Pharma profits forever as Golden Age Vitality arrives under Jezara. Saturday, June 6 to Monday, June 8, 2026, Priority Med Bed Treatments Rollout for Tier 4B Patriots, those in dire need, and humanitarian participants. Rapid DNA upgrades and age regression transform lives. Vaccine-injured children recover overnight. Elders regain youthful energy. Wounded veterans stand pain-free. Pineal stimulation ignites telepathy, intuition, and cosmic awareness, triggering the greatest awakening ever as truth floods forward. Tuesday, June 9, 2026, free unlimited med-bed access opens to every citizen on Earth. No gatekeepers, no cost, no delays. Every man, woman, and child claims perfect health, extended lifespan, and full restoration as old barriers dissolve. Wednesday, June 10, 2026, Trump reveals full QFS rebirth worldwide, ending income taxes forever with tariffs and sales tax replacing them. Debt Jubilee wipes fraudulent obligations clean. MedBed freedom expands under martial law as quantum financial system goes live, returning trillions in seized wealth. Tier 4B notifications arrive with everything set to pop, funding healing and humanitarian projects. July 4, 2026, Trump celebrates true independence as sovereign republic rises with med beds in every community. EBS delivers final cabal exposures. Humanity enters golden age of health abundance and higher consciousness. Those who held the faith now witness daily miracles and step into divine power. Trust the plan, the best is yet to come. WWG1 Wuga. Saturday, June 6, 2026, military intel drop, final phase of the Great Awakening has begun, EBS high alert, emergency broadcast system, Nizara Jazara QFS med bed on Telegram. A global financial collapse is here with bank runs not only possible, but inevitable. 107, a emergency broadcast system, EBS, activation is locked in at 72 hours or less, to Tuesday 9th of June. EBS window for lockdown between Wednesday 10th of June and Saturday 20th of June. The EBS will transmit 7 loud emergency alerts directly to mobile phones worldwide. A worldwide blackout is essential for the global financial system to transfer from fiat currency to gold-backed. During the worldwide blackout, there will be no internet, no cell service. Because of no internet, ATMs, credit and debit card systems will not work. Fake news satellites are now offline, with Starlink satellites fully secured. Only white hat broadcasts will flow. Saturday, June 6, 2026. Quantum financial system live in test mode. Gold-backed account sinking right now. Saturday evening, June 6, 2026. Deep state assets rounded up in covert raids across DC, New York City, London and the Vatican. The 10 days of communication darkness window is opening to protect citizens during mass arrests round 3. Expect power fluctuations, internet blackouts in select zones. Sunday, June 7, 2026, at 11:11 a.m. EST, the grid locked into Unity frequency. All systems went green, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The QFS mainframe confirmed global balance stability. The world is now operating on truth code. No corruption can enter. No compromise will be tolerated. High-risk accounts were flagged and frozen. Names known only to military intelligence are now public in sealed drop files. Gitmo is full. New locations have been activated offshore for tribunal overflow. Justice is no longer a future promise. It's happening right now. Meanwhile, new school programs are rolling out under consciousness directives. No more indoctrination. No more lies. Children will be taught who they truly are, not who they were told to be. Prepare for the next phase. When the power resets and comes back on, nothing will be the same. New screens. New maps. New mission. You are part of the greatest transfer of power in human history. Act accordingly. Stand tall. The world is watching. Thursday, June 4, 2026, Bruce, new rates of all currency to be revalued should show up on the Forex Sunday evening, June 7, 2026. That will be considered the global currency reset. A source said that everything pops on Monday, June 8, 2026. That could refer to Tier 4B, US, the Internet Group, notification to set appointments and disbursement of tariff dividends, $2,000 to $4,000 a month per citizen for a year. Sunday, June 7, 2026, QFS is an acronym which means Quantum Financial System. It's a new era in the world of banking that will give us freedom to our own money and from the bank to never have access to our assets again. And for this to happen, the cash will lose value and become worthless and outdated. The new QFS currency XLM and XRP will take over the USD dollar, QAnon evidence on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, the Storm System, QFS, GCR, Dinar, Jazara, ISO 20022, and the coming black swan that will obliterate the old world of money, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, monetary warfare initiated, 10,000 BRICS banknotes printed, the dollar is targeted and President Trump is preparing the counterstrike, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Tier 1 to 5 structure exposed, The Invisible Engine Behind the Global Currency Reset, GCR 2026, American Media Group, amgnews.com. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution and a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Saturday, June 6, 2026, Argentina President Javier Milei, a Trump ally, confirms he lifted 10 million plus out of poverty by returning $100 billion to the people. Having pushed the filthy parasite of the state out of the way, we returned 15 points of GDP to good Argentines, we lowered the tax burden by 2.7 points of GDP. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Saturday, June 6, 2026, Fox News, Kathy Hochul's New York has been subpoenaed by the Trump administration after they tried to block an investigation into the non-English-speaking CDL bus driver who crashed into Virginia traffic. Sunday, June 7, 2026, the U.S. Patent Office granted a patent for manipulating your nervous system through your TV. U.S. Patent 6,506,148B2 issued, January 14, 2003. This official patent describes how to generate pulsed electromagnetic fields from a television or computer screen to manipulate the human nervous system, even if you're not consciously watching the screen. The document explains how to induce sensory resonances in the brain at very low frequencies, half a hertz, 2.4 hertz, and similar ranges, by pulsing the images subliminally. It's written in black and white in an American patent. This is not a theory. It is an official document from the United States Patent and Trademark Office, Project Odin Martial Law on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Fox News, Jamshid Ghomi. Dual citizen. $35 million mansion. 250 tons of tech sent to Iran's nuclear program. Claimed poverty on his taxes. America gave him everything. He gave our secrets to our enemies. The FBI is taking the mansion. They should be taking the passport too. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Trump agreed with Bernie, Vesant trashed the free market, what's going on? American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, the Obama files are worse than we thought, explosive viral claims spark demands for answers on Tehran, Benghazi, Epstein, Hezbollah, and Shadow Government Network, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, welcome to Guantanamo, which presidents are going? Deep state, treason, military tribunals, official documents, and the full list of indictments. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, June 6, 2026, SEC. Rubio reveals USAID not only helped NGOs commit fraud but purposefully undermined and contradicted U.S. State Department directives and interests in foreign nations. QAnon evidence on Telegram. That is de facto treason. It operated almost as an independent State Department, and oftentimes USAID was operating in contravention and contradiction of what the embassy was trying to accomplish in the host country. And one of the complaints you would get from many developing countries is that they would get flooded with NGOs that were picked for them. These NGOs would then operate in the country without even coordinating with the government, doing whatever they wanted and pursuing what they wanted. In some cases, it extended well beyond food and medicine. It extended to political interference and all sorts of other activities in these countries that were undermining the national interest and the credibility of the United States. Sunday, June 7, 2026, a Dominion election machine was breached using only a pen, which was provided by the defense, and then hacked, which allowed them to change election tallies and results, all within a few minutes during a court case. An 11-year-old also hacked a replica of the Secretary of State's website and changed election results in under 10 minutes. 35 out of 39 child volunteer hackers, aged 8 to 16, were able to successfully breach election machines and websites. Imagine what a foreign power and intelligence agencies could do with election and tech experts and an unlimited budget, the rabbit hole on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, President Trump, vote by mail is always going to be 100% corrupt. In California they mail out 38 million ballots, some people get 3 to 5 ballots, and even though we have the majority, we have several Republicans who don't want voter ID. Sunday, June 7, 2026, California sheriff says their elections are being rigged. Your vote in California is being stolen by illegals, and they're not even hiding it anymore. Sheriff's investigators uncovered that people from Pakistan were voting in California elections. multiple people living outside the country were registered and casting ballots. California's online voter registration system operates on an honor system where literally anyone in the world can register to vote by simply clicking a box saying they're not lying. No verification, no citizenship checks. Just click and you're registered. Once you're in the system, you automatically get mailed a ballot for every election. Great Awakening Now on Telegram. Sunday, June 7, 2026, the list has been unsealed, martial law on Telegram. For years they operated in shadows believing themselves untouchable. But the quantum grid never forgets. Every transaction, every order, every secret transmission has been recorded and now the files have been opened. Gitmo cells have been reopened and expanded. New tribunal courts operate in total secrecy while the world looks away. Documents marked Omega have been filed.
Every name is cross-referenced with financial crimes, human T.G. networks, and espionage charges.
They thought they could hide behind foundations, banks, and charities. The quantum system has turned their own data into evidence. The world will know their faces. The world will hear their voices. The tribunals are not coming, they are underway. Nothing can stop what is already in motion. Out.